looking for cues, clues.
We are looking for cues, clues.
We are looking for cues, clues.
What clues does Eros have?
Yeah, what does Eros know?
Eros literally knows nothing.
Who has Eros been staring at this entire time? Dara, right?
Yeah.
Does Eros not know what to do? He's just like, oh my god, what's going
on? Yeah, he's completely confused.
Okay, what clues do you guys have over the course of everything?
Okay, each of the six characters in that party is tied to one of the gods. Seems to be a representative one of the gods somehow. I don't know about Auklet, though. The god of gears. The god of steampunk.
That seems mostly to be Melora or Vandra. Civilization.
Civilization is not Melora.
Not Melora.
Civilization is Melora's antithesis.
Erathus.
Doesn't Erathus have gears on his... on his banner?
Is Erathus a goddess or a god?
Goddess.
It's a goddess.
Her.
Maybe gears.
I think, because I remember one of the... one
compass
of the,
or something? Or?
Yeah, one of the symbols is gears.
Oh,
or cogs.
So would you like me to name the six in that party?
Yeah, and we... I'll do it, so...
Okay.
So it's... Brother Al... Kuro's... Brother Zerdin.
Being the most important.
Yeah, being the most important.
From Kuro's...
Then there's... Silva. Also notable, because they're holy people. And Kuro, you know, respects all holy people.
Silva is of Saenim.
Saenim,
yes.
Then there's Greta, who had a tremendous amount of divine energy.
Lightning, right?
Yeah, who brought down lightning. Just a huge wave of divine came from Greta. It's not clear.
Who is Sahanian's husband?
Corellin. Corellin, yeah.
Feel free to look up any of these people you met in your name. I would suggest, straight up, you're on the right track. Use Wikipedia.
Greta is human, though. Greta is human.
Yes.
It's interesting that Corellin would be her associate, though, because Corellin and Sahanin speak mostly to the elves and the Eladrin. But I might be overthinking that. But Corellin is an art. He is of stars. That is his symbol, is the star. Then we have Sunu of the Ink, who is also human. Brother Zerdin is of who?
I'll
take a second. I'm gonna go eat. Then I'll listen to what's going on.
Brother Zerdin is a frost giant.
Zerdin's of Melora.
Melora.
I kept thinking, Brother Zerdin is five hands is not a god.
Is of Sahanin, Melora, Greta is either. Well, Bahamut doesn't make sense. He would be fire. Greta tends to the farm.
Agriculture? Farmer.
Agriculture. Would that be Avandra? Avandra is a trade. Trade and labor, though.
Dungeons and Dragons. It's actually in the bag. I just grabbed the whole suitcase.
Eros is completely useless.
Not
entirely. In this situation?
Where does
this kind of knowledge stuff?
Where does
this is not his strength.
Describe absolutely anything that Eros would have paid attention to. And I will give you details that Eros would have probably memorized. You're definitely going to follow that.
Oh
I just
God.
Do this fuck. I like to just hang out.
Yeah,
I used to, there's a bed, right? My parents have a big bed. And I used to just do this on the side, and I would practice. Like, just hang out.
You're definitely going to die.
Carl, glitter, gold.
They pay attention to, Eros would pay attention to,
Greta could be a
boy. Well, what would he stare at the most?
Obviously her.
Greta could
no,
be a more than.
Water did.
She might
I think he would notice.
Possibly.
And be able to memorize what she looked like. Right?
Yeah.
So maybe Eros of all people, would know exactly what the necklace looked like.
Because
oh,
he's
yeah.
staring
he'd be
at
looking
her
at
boobs.
Jewelry.
Oh.
Too.
And it's right above her boobs.
Oh, yeah. Eros would easily know that, 100%.
So Eros, the only information that Eros can give, besides how awesome her boobs are and how awesome her butt is, and that she probably squats.
Oh, that's right. Eros probably knows what the necklace looks like.
The necklace.
He's looked at her boobs so many times.
The necklace looks like a dream catcher. With blue feathers along it.
Okay.
Oh my god, blue feathers. This guy is a blue feather. His feathers are blue, right?
Oh, on his cape along the side, yeah.
Yeah.
And
the guy is so intimidating.
Crossings of it are very triangular in shape.
Right.
You would even say that it was star-like.
Corellin. That has to be Corellin.
It's Corellin? That's so like this guy. Oh my god.
Huh?
Why don't I want to? You guys are talking over and like it's just like going over each other's head. Why are you thinking it's Corellin?
Corellin is of the stars. His symbol is specifically the stars.
What are Corellin's domains?
Shit. I
suggest
an expert on this one.
Check Wikipedia. Not Wikipedia, but Wikipedia.
Oh, Greta's probably Pelor.
Pelor?
Good chance she's Pelor. Because. Well, lightning.
Yeah. Oh, right, the bolt.
Yeah, lightning could also be...
The symbol of Pelor is the bolt.
Is it? Are you sure?
Isn't it?
It could also be cord.
What are cord's domains? What are Pelor's domains?
Cord is god of athletics, sports, brawling, strength, and courage. Pelor is god of the sun, the smiling sun. Light, strength, healing. More humans worship Pelor than any other deity. Wow. Corellin is elves, magic, music, arts.
Oh, Pelor is the sun.
The sun god, yeah.
Pelor is the sun.
So obviously you know two of them. One is Saenine. Silva is aligned with Saenine, simply because she is an invoker of Saenine.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Zerdan is a cleric of Melora. What do those two have in common?
Saenine and Melora.
Saenine and Melora.
You guys start looking things up?
I'll sit here too.
Yeah.
Melora. They're the four free gods. That's right, they're the pantheon of the free gods. So.
I thought Bahamut was also.
No, Bahamut is lawful good.
Oh.
All four of them are considered neutral.
Oh.
If not chaotic.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. So, no. Avandra, Corellin, Sahane.
Double check that what you just said is correct.
That if.
Four free gods?
Mm hmm. Double check each of the four free gods.
Melora.
Mm-hmm.
Corellin.
Okay.
Sahanin, and then Avandra.
Oh, Avandra is a good goddess, though.
Avandra came in last.
Yeah, Melora, Sahanin, and Corellin, they're collectively known as the four free gods.
Oh, yeah, her alignment is good.
Alignment is good. Melora's alignment is wilderness, nature, sea, makes sense. Whirlpool, desert. Is a goddess. What is her? Elves and rangers, yes.
Who are you looking at?
All I was looking at Melora.
Yeah,
okay.
Melora.
I heard a lot of names of gods floating around, but, like, which ones make the most sense? You mentioned one earlier that you haven't really touched upon.
Arathis.
You have six characters. You're on the right track.
Arathis. Unaligned goddess of civilization. Warlords, rulers, and inventors. Well, Arathis is closely allied to Pelor, Ioun, and Moradin.
Arathis.
Yes. And is perhaps the only god who is on whatever, it's extra stuff.
So, we...
Arathis, of course, is weird, because that's an antithesis of Melora.
Correct. Why would they be working together? That doesn't make any sense.
They're not. They're antithesis.
No. Antithesis, but not enemies, you know.
Oh, right. It's not quite... What's her face?
Arathis shares a dominion with Pelor and Ioun.
Silva's Sainin. Melora. Zerdin.
Good, that's the two that I've confirmed.
My suspicion is still Corellin with the succubus because of the star. He and Sahanin, through their marriage, shared the same symbol, but that was changed in the fourth edition of the Pantheon,
mm-hmm.
where it shifted to the blue star, or the white star in the blue field.
What other things would support the idea of Corellin with the succubus? Or Corellin with?
Well, magic, music, crafts. His domains are chaos, good.
And she speaks Elvish.
Protection and war, right. If anything, yeah, it would make sense that our Eladrin friend is of Corellin's following.
Okay. That's a lot of reasons, right?
Yes.
Corellin is correct.
Okay.
Darastia and Mark are aligned with Corellin. What do those gods have in common so far?
The four free gods. The next one would be Avandra.
Is Corellin one of the four free gods?
Yes.
What evidence do you have for Avandra? And what evidence do you have of other gods?
So, Dara...
Avandra is the god of destiny. Along with Ioun and the Raven Queen.
Who is left out of the six?
Sunu.
Sunu of the Ink.
Yes.
Aklip Tyros.
Yes.
And Grado. I would suggest you start with Aklip.
Aklip, I believe, would be Avandra.
Really? Versus Arathis? Avandra is revered by halflings, rogues, travelers, and merchants.
Correct. Auclid is some sort of rogue.
That's why.
Sorry?
Auclid is some sort of rogue.
Seems sort of like a weird tinkerer.
Right.
I mean,
But he's a collector.
What does Eros know about Auclid?
Auclid's got gears.
He tinkers.
He tinkles?
Yeah, he's tingling. He sleeps a lot. He drinks a lot.
He sleeps a lot in those things, and does things...
He gave Eros a bunch of coins, and also a thing that opens any lock all the time on cooldown.
What?
Eros failed to mention this.
wait, what?
Eros received a lockpick set that automatically casts knock.
Look at this.
That's so weird.
Look at this.
That's what I thought. That's why I like.
You're right.
That's
you jazz gear.
Gear. The thing is that I'm conflicted because Arathis is.
He gave me something that casts knock.
Here.
Inventors.
Yes. The domain is creation.
Huh. I think it's that one.
Arathis for Auckland.
Mm-hmm. I have one more question.
They're
all glitter gold.
Who would who are the most at odds among the six of them?
Most at odds?
Shall we say most at odds or most opposite?
So Brother Zerdan, was it Brother Zerdan?
And the Tinker. No. No, it was
Brother Zerdan and Auklet.
That was my first thought, too.
And Greta? Or was it Silva?
I thought it was Silva.
Nah, just there's only one pair that is most at odds, and it's Brother Zerdan and Auklet. Auklet is of Arathis.
Yeah.
That leaves
because
two.
The antithesis is Melora.
Melora.
That leaves two more.
Greta and Sunu.
What do the four gods that you've mentioned have in common?
Worship by elves.
Saenine, Arathis, Melora, and
Corellon.
And Corellon.
What do they have in common?
They're all on the land. They're all in that category here.
That's correct.
Yeah, Arathis is on a line. Saenine is also on a line, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Corellon is on a line.
Unaligned.
Yeah.
Moradin is good. Evandra is good.
Is Greta Moradin?
Moradin is lawful good, I believe. Moradin is lawful good.
Yes.
Right?
If you can lock one more in, I will we'll continue from there.
So can we just recap?
We have not talked about the Raven.
Oh, who?
Yeah.
Guess who we haven't talked about? We haven't talked about the Raven Queen.
The last two? Okay, so I'll recap for you.
Yeah.
Because you're being Eros. Silva is of Saenine. She's an invoker of Saenine. Brother Zerdan
is what?
Moon goddess.
Okay, that makes sense.
Love, trickery, things like that.
Okay.
Love, trickery, the moon. That's the domains. Brother Zerdan? Of Melora, wilderness, the sea. Antithesis to Melora is
Arathis.
Arathis,
the goddess of civilization.
Civilization,
and her,
creation,
her thing
invention.
Is like her symbol is like this half gear on a plate of armor. It's basically that sums her up.
And that's Aquitaine.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth one that you've locked in, Darastia, and also somehow Mark, Corellon. God of magic, art, beauty, music. Those all fit, right?
Okay.
You have two more. Sunu of the Ink. And Greta. Greta's first action, the one that created a divine wave and started Kuro on this kind of idea, was to summon down lightning.
Lightning.
So far, almost being the four free gods, what else do these gods have in common?
They're unaligned. Seems. They're all unaligned.
Yes.
Yeah, Pelor's neutral good. Cord.
Cord?
Cord
of storms.
Isn't Cord unaligned?
Correct.
Yeah.
Ayun and the Raven Queen are the other... are the ones that remain.
Okay. So if you were to focus on Greta...
probably Cord.
Storms.
What other domains?
Battle and strength.
Yeah, and strength.
That makes sense.
Greta is of Cord.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, we've locked in 5 for the 6. Shall we go upstairs and continue?
I want to figure out the last one.
Okay. You're the one who talked to Sunu the most.
Yes. Sunu talked about the stranger, actually.
Huh.
I think Sunu is of Ayu.
That's what I was thinking.
Did Sunu talk about himself?
No.
Tattoos or eyes?
Yes. And the eye of Ayun has an eye.
Yes.
What?
Oh, yeah. The eye of Ayun.
The eye of Ayun has the eye in the center.
The symbol of Ayun.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Is an eye.
Yeah. Makes sense. Ayun is also unaligned.
Yep.
You have all 6.
Yeah. I didn't think the Raven Queen, because that would be 7.
But
that's
why?
7.
What? This is what I'm trying to get at, is why would they come together?
What was the reason they came together in the first place?
They were there to get some... they wanted to...
they destroyed
get
the archive.
The thing... so specific.
That's correct. They were there to get the thing.
They had to win because there was something that you get if you win that has a lot of information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they received the archive.
Held it?
Huh?
Who took it? Who was holding it?
Sunu.
Yeah.
Sunu destroyed it.
Oh, Sunu?
Was it not?
Your no. Place? Yeah, you remember better than me. I just... remember.
Sunu was the one who took the archive with a ton of information.
Right. And destroyed it.
And destroyed it.
That's crazy.
Why would they destroy such a powerful artifact? What?
What was the reason?
Kuro talked to Brother Zerdan and they needed to destroy it so other people couldn't get their hands on it.
Right.
But if Sunu had the archive at some point,
yeah,
and Sunu serves Ayun, what does that imply? Probably implies that Sunu has gathered all the information from it already.
Right, that's exactly what I was thinking. Because if Ayun wouldn't destroy knowledge, Ayun would have to keep a record of it somehow.
Yeah, that's impossible.
Right. So he somehow has it.
He somehow has it.
Now,
the group might have it.
Here's one more question. One more question. What did Sunu exactly say about the archive?
I think this is
what
where we talked about the regime.
Yeah. It seemed like a reference to the regime.
Yes.
What kind of reference? What did he say?
Shit.
Something about it can't be given to them.
To who? Did he say the regime?
Some others who are coming?
He didn't say that. Close, though. Fall into the hands of
maybe it's a puzzle party. No.
I mean, would you trust the puzzle party with that kind of information?
Oh yeah, let's.
I mean, let's all look at Eros for a second.
Yeah, I was like, there's gonna be all no shots, and then we get to Eros, and it just stops.
It could be Carlos.
Carlos
is a
he's the
a
tower lord.
Demon king tower lord.
Let's go upstairs. I think we're ready.
Okay.
Good job, guys.
Yeah, good teamwork, guys.